What is up, everybody? What's up, everybody? What's up, everybody? Hi, this is Bobby D'Souza, and today I'm going to be taking out a few minutes just to energize you, supercharge you, so that you can have an amazing day and, of course, an amazing life ahead. The question that I have for everybody is, what is that one single ingredient that separates an ordinary person who kinda want to do it, sort of do it, I wish I can do it, to somebody who actually get things done? You and I look at people and say, man, look at her, look at him. They get things done. How do they get things done wherein I am sort of wanting to do something, kinda wanting to do something, but I'm not able to do it? What separates somebody who's super successful in that regards to somebody who wish to do things? A lot of people would say that, you know, I think that guy or him or her or someone who's achieved something really great are people who are actually very, very intelligent. They have studied from the biggest colleges, or they are highly qualified, or they are highly intelligent. That's what a lot of people may think, and some of you may even think like that. Now, let me clarify this for you. Tony Robbins, an amazing speaker and coach, brings in this learning that whatever you and I achieve in life is 20% skill and 80% psychology. What does that mean? It basically means you need to have something more than just intelligence. Don't believe me yet? Let me give you an example. How many of you have heard of this person called J.K. Rowling? J.K. Rowling, who wrote the Harry Potter series. Do you remember now? Yes. Now, in the year 1993, J.K. Rowling was a single mother. She was depressed. She was without money, and she was being supported by government welfare to take care of her own family. She used to ride in the bus and sit down with a little kid in a cafe and write down her story. It took several years, almost 7 years, before she ever got recognized. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone was rejected so many times that she completely got confused and depressed. At a point of time, she was so down and out that she thought that, you know, why not possibly give the author name as someone who's a male figure so that possibly the publishers might accept it. Finally, after all the struggles, fortunately, Scholastic Books, one of the book publishers, accepted her book and said, we're going to go ahead and publish this. And guess what? Today, J.K. Rowling is a millionaire. Among the top writers in the UK, she is known globally around the world. She is not only writing books, but she's also doing a lot of social work, and she's doing a lot of philanthropic work. My friend, intelligence, IQ, knowledge is important. But you need to realize also that people who are hungry will far supersede people who are just talented or intelligent. Hear me out. My own story is, when I was in school, in my 10th standard, during the prelims, I even scored a 0 in maths. Can you believe that? But today, here I am. I've been able to move forward. Not just because of intelligence, but because I was hungry. Now, you'd say, Bob, you've been talking about being hungry, being hungry, being hungry. What are some traits of people who are hungry? Let me decode that for all of us. Number one, people who are hungry accept their current reality, but do know that there is something more, something bigger, something better, something higher for them beyond the current reality. Are you one of them? Number two, people who are hungry are consistently hopeful. When they speak, they think, they talk, they communicate, they discuss, they talk with their friends, they are always hopeful for something bigger, better, higher. Are you hopeful? It's a good question. Whatever you're trying to build, whether you're trying to build an entrepreneurship, whether you're trying to get a growth in your current organization, whether you're trying to write a book, whether you're trying to create music, whether you're trying to be a YouTuber, whatever, are you hopeful? It's important. Number three, People who are hungry are consistently seeking answers when in the reality there are none. People who are hungry are consistently looking out for answers. Look at J.K. Rowling. She didn't find the publisher for many years, but she kept searching, she kept finding, she kept looking, and she finally found the answer. My friend, it is important for you and I to be consistently searcher for answers that you and I are looking for. But also remember that you can't just go to wrong people. You got to ask the right person for the right answer. And today, there are so many people who are willing to help, whether it's on social media, on LinkedIn, on YouTube. You can get answers from different places. Only if you have the capacity to keep searching, to keep asking till you find the answer. The next one is, people who are hungry are people who do not give up. Did you hear that? Possibly you are right now seeking for answers in your own life, for your career, for your relationship, for your family, to whatever. People who are hungry are people who do not give up. Are you with me? They don't give up. They move on. They keep moving forward. They fail many times. J.K. Rowling fails. So many people failed. But people who are champions are not people who didn't fail, but people who kept going on and did not give up. Remember, you fail, you learn, you repeat, but you do not give up. That's an important lesson. The next one is, people who are hungry do not depend on their current safety net. Some of us who are hearing me right now, who are looking at this video, might already have a lot of things. For example, you might have a family at home, mom and dad at home, who are taking care of your needs. You might have food in the fridge, you might have money that your dad or mom gives you. Nothing bad with that. The only problem is when you start depending on that too much and you do not move out, somehow, my friend, you are stunting. You're stunting and you're stopping your growth. You got to move out into the zone of uncertainty, my friends. And that's how you will grow. You got to be comfortable with the zone of the unknown, tread on it and start a new journey. Doesn't mean you leave your family, but I'm saying you don't depend on them after a period of time. You start your own growth channel for yourself, which is unique to you. Is that a yes? People who are hungry want it really, really badly. I've heard a wonderful quote which says that, you know, if success to you is as important or you want it so badly as much as breathing, then you will succeed. My friend, people who are hungry are people who want it badly, whatever they are dreaming for in life. But at the end of it, people who are hungry are not hungry to receive for themselves, but people who are hungry to give, hungry to contribute, hungry to bring value, and as a result, you receive more and more value to yourself, indirectly or directly. Remember, stay hungry, stay foolish. You make mistakes, it's not a problem. Staying hungry is an important ingredient. I hope you learned something. God bless, take care, and till we meet next time.